Thankful to be here tonight. The Lord has blessed, and I'm here. You may not think so, but Pastor called me yesterday, I guess it was. Or maybe it was today. He gave me a couple of 3 hours, asked me to preach, and I'm here and available. The Lord bless. May everything be done to glorify the Lord. I'm so thankful that Christ loves me. I didn't deserve it, but he loved me and saved me, forgave me. And he said that was eternal. So tonight, what does worry accomplish? You know, if you're worried tonight about your salvation, or it comes to you that you need to check on it, you need to do something, then do it. Amen? But the Lord said, I save them and give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. So I'm thankful for that. He's not an Indian giver, give in and take away. When we repent, ask him to save us, we're saved. Amen? That's what he said, ask and you shall receive. I'm so thankful tonight for God's love and mercy and grace. My, so Psalm 37 tonight, 37, 1 through 9. I'm going to read those, and then we're going to go back and hit a little bit on them, okay? Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself anywise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. We're also going to inherit heaven, where we'll be like the Savior, be perfect. There'll be nothing wanting. I'm so grateful today that the Lord loves such as I am. He saved me, called me, and I want to do the best I can to represent him. I want to tell you something. There's millions of people out there going to hell. We as a church need to be busy about the Lord's business. Invite them to come. Invite them to receive Christ. Show them Christ in us. Live before them as one saved by the grace of God, looking for heaven. Amen. I'm so grateful. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, thank you, Lord, for your love, mercy, and grace. Lord, I know I'm limited, but you're not. Lord, you can do a mighty work in all hearts. Lord, help us tonight to do thy will in all things. Father, put your words in my mouth that you might be glorified, honored, and praised. Father, help us, Lord, to win the lost. So many out there going to hell and don't seem to care. But Father, help us, Lord, to show them Christ in us, that they might be at peace with God in this life, and then at the end of this life, they'd have a home in glory. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. Bless now each and every one, and help us, Lord, to glorify you in all that we say or do. We love you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you. There's a cure for worry if we'll follow God's instructions. Verse 1 there said, It tells us, do not worry about it, what you cannot change. Do the best you can to represent God in all things. Do the very best you can. And when you've done the best you can rest in that. Lord, I've done what you said do to the best of my ability. You see, we're limited on what we can do. But the God we serve is not limited on anything. He can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can think or ask. So let's lead those to Christ. Let him save them. We can't save them. We can only help them to see the need to be saved. Now, some are today are fighting. If this is a bad word to use, but religion. I'm not talking about those that are truly saved. I'm talking about religious activity that has nothing to do with Christ, has nothing to do with God. People today think they're saved by what they do. I'll tell you what you do will send you right straight to hell. Amen. But what Christ has already done, he forgave those that will believe, those that will receive him. He forgave them, gave them eternal life. He's not an Indian giver. He gave it. He meant for you to have it. Amen. So let's live before others such as Christ did for us in a way of thanking him for what he's done. He's given us life when we deserve death. He's given us a home in glory when we deserve hell. I'm so thankful that the Lord doesn't look on you and me and choose one or the other. He offers everybody true salvation. Everybody is offered. The Bible said some will see and they'll not understand. They'll hear and they'll not understand. They don't know what's going on. You can be dumb if you want to. But if you'll follow the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Lord, thank you for all you've done. Christ, the holy God of heaven, died on the cross for you and me. That's quite an offering. That Christ died for you and for me. He gave us glory when we deserved hell. I don't know what people are thinking about today, but I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to be afraid of anybody, anything. Be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. And if I'm present with the Lord, everything's going to be perfect. There won't be anything like that song goes. There's no hurt in there. There's no bad news. There's no. It's all going to be perfect and right. And we won't have to worry about it. We'll be there with Christ, and Christ will be there with us. He'll speak, and everything is perfect. I'm telling you, God gives eternal life. He meant eternal life. He meant what he said. Don't worry about what you cannot change. All things will be taken care of in the end. Whatever it costs you in this life to serve the Lord, pay it and offer more. Amen. For it'll all be worth it all after a while. It's already over. It's already worth it. You serve him today, it's worth it. But down the road, it will be really worth it because we have a home in glory, a home in peace and joy. Put your trust in Christ, the one Lord God. You can't trust mankind. You can't trust what you hear. But I'll tell you what, when the work is there and you've been laboring for Christ, what you say will carry some weight. Amen. People will see where you are, what you're doing, and they'll trust Christ. I don't know how many I've led to the Lord. I don't want to know. I might think I was somebody. I just want to know that there's some. Lord, if there's one that's been saved by the grace of God for my preaching, that's payment enough. Amen. But I hope there's a lot more. I certainly hope there's a lot more. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one Lord God. Keep your mind stayed on Him. All day long, every day. I'm not bragging on me, but it's in my mind, the Word of God. All day long, every day. I thank God for that. That I am nothing and He's everything. But He's chose me to carry His word. And I want to do that with all the power that I have. And I want His word to come out of my mouth. His word. He said, believe and you shall be saved. Ask and be granted. You ask not. You have not because you ask not. Ask what you need. And God said He would provide. He'll be there. Now, I'm not talking about a bunch of junk. Stuff to consume it on your own lust. I'm talking about things you need to serve Him. Things you need in life. The Lord said He would put it there. He would fix it. And He has for me. I can tell you, I'm a witness that knows what I'm talking about. My wife and I traveled for 22 years in a motorhome all over the country. You think that's not critical? Try it. If you trust the Lord, He'll provide. Help us, Lord, to do Thy will in all things, that everything would be to glorify You. When you commit, you'll be able to trust. I can tell somebody about the Lord and how good He is and how this and how that, but till they get saved themselves, they'll not understand the thing. But once they get truly get saved, they'll understand all of it. Amen. They'll appreciate what the Lord has done. Just think, the Lord God that created this earth and heaven, He's the one that died for you and me. We ought to be so thankful of that and so grateful that it just shines on us all the time. Amen. I'm a poor preacher, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to continue doing the best I can what the Lord's given me. He's put me in a situation that said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Well, I'll tell you what. 40 years ago, I had a massive heart attack, open heart surgery and all that. And I'm still here. And 2 days from now, Friday, I'll be 89 years old. That happened when I was 48. Amen. So I know the Lord is real. I know He takes care of those that choose to serve Him. I haven't done the best job, probably according to the world, but I've done the best I could. Do I wonder why the Lord loved me? Yes, I do. Why, Lord, did You love me? He loved everyone that was headed for hell. Every one of us, no matter how wicked they are, Christ died for them. He wants them to be saved and come to know Him and be perfect. The only way I can be perfect is through Christ. Amen. But I want you to know that I love Him for what He's done for me. 5 daughters, they all love me. I'm telling you, the Lord's been so good to me. I can't expound enough on that. I want him to be glorified in all that's said or done. There's not many churches in this world today that are real churches. Oh, there's some religious and all this junk and that junk, all kind of trash. But true churches that trust Christ for his salvation, this one is the only one I know of locally. I'm sure there are others. I hope there's a many, but I don't think so. I think men are satisfied with what I do. Now, what you do will send you straight to hell. But what Christ did will give you a home in glory. Amen. We just have to trust him. Look to him and live. Put on the mind of Christ. You want the reward? Well, you got a little doing to do. You got to get yourself in harness and live for the Lord. Put aside all this stuff. This world is not the world I knew. It's not. I don't think there's many in here that's any older than I am. But this world has really changed in the last 40, 50 years. I've never seen anything like it. And yet, they think they're going to go forever. No, there's coming a judgment day. There's coming a day of judgment. And all those that have not received Christ as Savior are condemned. They're going to hell. Let's win them. Let's do the best we can. Second Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Are you sure? Do you know you've committed to him? Amen. Amen. If you know that, then you ought to be satisfied with the word of God. Satisfied with the promise of God. Promise that Christ is going to take us home. When you cease from fretting, you trust totally, then he will be your delight. Then and only then will you be able to commit to the direction of God's word. Then the peace of God can reign in your heart. When you're upset about this world, look to the Lord. The Lord will take care of you. He will give you peace, even in this place. Why will he give you peace? Because if you've been saved by the grace of God, he said, I'll take care of you. Walk with me and I'll walk with you. I'll provide for you. Seek me. And I'll take care of you. Don't worry. Trust. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit yourself to the Lord. Rest, rest, rest. Amen. Just live for him and show others that he does change lives. I've seen people that, oh my God. They were on their way to hell, sure enough. And the Lord saved them, forgave them, and they turned out to blossom real good. Soul winners. Ones that really cared about what the Lord did. And they wanted him to do more. I'm so glad I'm a member of this church. I brag on this church off and on more than anything else. The Lord is here. The Lord has taken care of this church. It's just been a wonderful experience. The Lord, I know, lives. I know he's going to take care of us. I know that whatever he says, we're going to try to do. This church is one in a million. Now, we get carried away and sit down. Let's get up and get going. Amen. Amen. Get to work. For there's plenty of work out there. We need the Lord. And we need His blessing. Trust, confidence, a reliance or a resting of the mind on the integrity, versatility, justice, friendship of other sound principles of another person. We have the Word of God. We have the Word of God. Trust that Word. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. But just trust the Word. Let the Lord know that you want Him to lead, guide, and direct. And yield yourself to Him. My, my, my. I'm telling you, today is a day that I never saw coming, never dreamed it would be here like this. But please, give the Lord honor and glory and praise for all He's done for you. And let's all give Him praise, honor, and glory, and thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Thank you for our church. Thank you for every member. Lord, pray, dear God, you'd be glorified in everything that's said or done. Help us, Lord.